On the Big Sports Breakfast, this golf report is brought to you by Paul Gow Masterclass. Come play, learn and laugh with one of Australia's great golfing personalities. Visit paulgow.com.au for your masterclass experience.
Dedicated man Paul Gow is in Perth, which means it is 3:55. Oh, well, that's what time we get up anyway. Gowie, good morning.
Yeah, morning. Anything for you guys, it's just what I do. Part of the
game. Well done, mate. You're a champion. Let's start with the Women's Australian Open.
Yeah, a lot of golf in Australia this week. And, you know, the headline really is the Women's Australian Open. It's a big field. And I think people forget this is an LPGA event. This is actually a US Tour event. Right. It's the only one we have in Australia, and it's the Women's Open. And it's a class field. They've got everyone here. Lydia Ko's coming back. This is her first tournament of the year under a new coach, new golf clubs, all that sort of stuff. You've got Laura Davies, who I had on the golf show a few weeks ago, and she is a great lady. She has got some cracking stories. She owns a horse here in Australia. She's a punter. She loves a sport. But it's a big field, and, you know, Royal Adelaide, what a great place to play.
Yeah, exactly. You got a tip for us?
I like Minji Lee. I think she's only young, but she's coming of age. I think this is her third year as a pro. Her brother, who's an emmer, though, is one of our best emmers in Australia. He's caddying for her this week. It's a family affair there, so I think she'll be nice and comfortable. And, you know, the golf course is going to suit her, I think.
Okay, she's a $15 chance at tab.com.au, Minjing Lee. Now, mate, you're in Perth, we should say, for this Super 6. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's awesome. This hopefully changes people's thoughts on how to play golf tournaments. So they play 54 holes. Well, they play 36 holes. Then there's a cut. And then they play another 18, which is 54 holes. And then they cut to 24 players who go into match play over 6 holes. And then there's if you're tied after 6 holes, there's a specific hole made on the 18th where you play off. So it'll be interesting covering that because no one's ever done it before, and it'll be exciting. So, you know, you've got a bunch of good players from Europe. It's a tri-sanctioned event, so the European players are out here. Louis Oosthuizen, Alex Noren, you know, some of the big names from Europe. But Curtis Luck, that young amateur, one of his home tracks here. So it'll be interesting to see how they play. I like Alex Noren. He's the best-ranked player. It won't be great odds, but I watched him play his practice round, and, oh, my goodness, if I could play golf like that would do me. I wouldn't be talking to you fellas today, that's for sure.
No. Yes, you would. Yes, you would. You wouldn't change.
He's the second favourite, mate, at $10.
I can't.
Right, so you're tipping him.
He just stood out like you wouldn't believe. He works hard at his game. He came off a great season last year. You know, he's full of confidence. But, you know, my roughie this week is Adam Bland, the left-handed South Australian who finished second last week in the Vic Open. You know, he's full of confidence, and that's what golf is.
The Genesis Open over in the US.
Yeah, big event, actually. There's a lot of players who, that are starting their run towards the Masters, which is just over a month away, and, you know, they've got to start somewhere. So this is it. All the Europeans are starting to get over there. Sergio, who's coming off a win, he's there this week. You've got Kuchar, Phil Mickelson, Justin Rose, Walker Spieth. After last week's win, he smashed them last week, and, it was great playing around there. Bubba Watson, who's the defending champion, and a bunch of Aussies. Adam Scott's first event back. And this is my favourite golf course in the US Tour, is Riviera. It's in LA. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous. But I like JB Holmes. It's going to be the third week. I'm backing up on him because he shot 69, 67 the last two rounds last week in Pebble Beach. So I like him. But Dustin Johnson, watch out. He just plays really all the time.
TK was bagging Adam Scott yesterday. Do you bag him?
That's like booing Santa Claus.
Exactly. That's what I said.
It's a long story.
It's not a long story. You were bagging him. You were saying he's boring and he doesn't care.
You've misrepresented me.
And he just goes back to the Bahamas all the time. That's what you said. He's jealous of him.
Yeah, we go back to bed.
I'm jealous of him too. Thank you.
We all are. Good on you, Gowie. Enjoy Perth, mate.